Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today, we are witnessing a clear clash of worldviews, the secularist worldview where there is no God and the values are created simply by power, by human might, versus a theocentric worldview where there is God and our rights come from God. Those are the two clashes that we're seeing here in America and literally around the world. We're going to be talking about the clash of the worldviews on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, one of the statements that was recently made by a presidential candidate during one of the speeches that was given is that on the issue of abortion, particularly, and other issues, but I think it was on the subject matter of abortion, that people that have religious views that don't accept abortion or even same-sex marriage and so forth, they will have to change their religious viewpoints. In other words, even though we've got a First Amendment that guarantees the freedom of religion, this candidate said that people will have to change their religious perspectives, their religious views, set them aside and change them. Well, you can't change those viewpoints because they're grounded in Scripture. The only way you can change certain religious Christian, Judeo-Christian values is to eliminate the objective reality of God and the Scriptures. But that is the clash of worldviews that we're now seeing here in America.
Yeah. What this candidate has demanded that people do is first of all, completely unconstitutional. You can't force people, and even through the implementation of laws, to abandon their conscience and their Christian worldviews. But she was actually asking, demanding that people change their religious views on life, which is rooted in absolute truth. It is absolutely thou shalt not murder. It is absolutely a crime against the laws of God and the laws of and man to commit abortion, homicide. And this individual is saying that we have to abandon that worldview. Essentially, we have to change truth. Well, truth cannot be changed, and the Christian worldview, as opposed to the secularist worldview, is the worldview that is rooted in truth, who is Christ. And, you know, in Romans, Paul famously said, Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Well, these secularists, they make excuse, and they do what Paul talks about in Romans 1:22. He says, claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And the secularist worldview is a foolish worldview, Matt, that asks you to do things like change the truth, something that cannot happen.
Yeah, and sometimes that is referred to in Romans as the natural law. It's something that is part of the natural created order, that there are certain things in creation that give a dim understanding. Revealed Scripture obviously gives a more clear understanding of truth and reality, but there are certain things that God built into nature, God built into the created order, that give us information about the existence of God, about the existence of certain objective reality. Life is one of those, and it's what the Declaration of Independence says. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It talks about the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's what it's referring to. Natural law, the laws of nature, and of nature's God, revealed law. This is what Sir William Blackstone spoke about how there is this law of nature or natural law, and it gives us a general picture of who God is and right and wrong. And then there's the revealed law. That's what the Declaration of Independence is talking about. There is this objective reality. America was founded on objective reality. It was founded on the idea that God exists, and there are certain objective, immutable characteristics and rights created by our Creator, infused into us as the creation in the image of God, and that government has a duty to protect them. The French Revolution was based on a completely different worldview, that there was no objective reality, there's no objective truth. Why? Because there is no God in that original French Revolution, and all of our rights or liberties are just good graces that the ruling authorities give you, and they can clearly take it away at any time because there's nothing objective to guide them. Those are two different clashes, two different ideas. Those clashes are taking place here today in America.
Yeah, Matt, and what you hit on something important here. What we're talking about here is general revelation. Every man, woman, and child has written on his heart the laws of God through general revelation, and which is just a general knowledge of morality, a general knowledge of the existence of God, something that while people can deny it, God deniers, atheists and anti-theists and so forth, they still know, even though they have to force themselves to deny the reality of God, and that is generally revealed to every man, woman, and child. Specific revelation is God's Word given to us, written down as the Holy Scriptures, the Old and the New Testament. That is specific revelation. So when people deny the existence of their very own Creator, they are simply rebelling against their Creator. That's why you see so much anger and hostility oftentimes on the part of those atheists. You don't see them furious at Zeus. You don't see them, you know, angry at any of these Greek gods or so forth, because they're false gods. And you also don't see them angry at Allah and Islam. In fact, they oftentimes jump to the defense of Islam. What you see them angry at is the God of the universe, Creator of the universe, the Christian God, Christ in particular.
Well, and we saw that with the professor at a college in Florida, where his entire MO is to eliminate the students' faith in God, to undermine their faith, saying that all religion is simply the invention of human imagination, and that's part of his syllabus. That's kind of the secularist, anti-theist, anti-God worldview that takes place. So we even see this with regards to the clashes, not only life, but also marriage. Life is inherently something that is part of the natural created order and is part of the revealed law and revelation as well. That life is sacred. Human life is created in the image of God, and we can't just simply dispose of it as we decide from time to time. And also marriage. Marriage is the foundation of family. It's objective reality, the union of a man and a woman. But now we're seeing that people like Melissa's Cakes or Sweet Cakes by Melissa is being fined $135,000 because she refuses to participate in a same-sex ceremony that conflicts with her religious beliefs. So this presidential candidate and these judges and some of these secularists out there say, well, you just have to change your belief system. We're going to force you to override your belief system, and you're going to have to set it aside, no longer respecting what the Declaration of Independence clearly said, that we are endowed by our Creator, and the government has a duty to protect those pre-existing liberties that our Creator infused in us by virtue of us being created in the image of God.
Right, Matt, there is a natural order, there is natural law, and we know that same-sex marriage is inherently disordered. It is rooted in unnatural behaviors that are contrary to the natural law. We know that abortion is unnatural, to go in and commit homicide to end what God has created in the womb, the life of a human being. This is the natural order, and the secularist worldview swims upstream against the natural order.
Well, you can call Liberty Council at 800-671-1776. We are now releasing two online modules, and the first one talks about the importance of and the role of government. It also deals with the importance of a Christian or Judeo-Christian worldview, and then citizen activism puts it all together. You can be a part of getting more information about what is a worldview and how does it matter in everyday life. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. It's part of our New Revolution Institute, which is an online training program in which we now have two different modules that we are just releasing. One is on this issue of the role of government, worldview, and citizen activism. For more information, you can call us at 800-671-1776. There is a clash of worldviews. Every one of us have a worldview. You may not understand your decisions. It may be disjointed. You may not have a consistent worldview, but everybody has a worldview. The question is it a correct, is it a biblical-based worldview? We're going to be talking about it on this module. And more information is available also on our website, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry with your generous tax-deductible contributions. You can learn more about Liberty Council at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.